As we've been hearing, a review of the handling of complaints of sexual abuse at the voluntary first aid organisation St John Ambulance has found ongoing risks to children. The independent investigation, which was carried out by the former Child Protection Rapporteur Dr Geoffrey Shannon, also concludes that St John Ambulance does not have a finalised child protection policy and its Garda vetting system is incomplete. The review was commissioned in March 2021 after several men came forward alleging that they'd been sexually abused as young teenagers by a senior officer at the organisation's Old Kilmainham division in Dublin during the 1990s. In a statement, St John Ambulance apologised and said it fully accepts the organisation's structures facilitated grooming and predatory behaviour. Survivors this morning have described the huge relief knowing that the truth is finally out there. We're joined now by Maeve Lewis, who's CEO of the counselling service 1 in 4. A very good afternoon to you, Maeve Lewis, and welcome to the News at 1.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Now, allegations in these situations are sometimes referred to as historic cases. In this particular case, it's very recent history, and there's a familiar pattern here, isn't there? From Dr. Geoffrey Shannon, we have the observation that the organisation put the reputation, its own reputation, in advance of vulnerable children. That indeed is a familiar story.
It is almost wearyingly familiar, Brian. You know, just before Christmas, we had a very similar story in relation to abuse in schools run by the Spurs and Orders. And indeed, we've had so many disclosures from men who were abused in all sorts of schools run by other religious congregations. Last year, it was Scouting Ireland was in the news. So it would seem that many organisations have done exactly as Geoffrey Shannon described and placed the reputation of the organisations above the safety of children. What's really worrying about this particular report is that we're not looking at offences that happened back in the 70s or 80s or 90s. Some of them are as recent as 2016. And to read that even up to the present day, despite all the allegations that have been made, the St John's Ambulance governance structure is still so lacking in proper child protection procedures.
Well, how can that be possible, given everything we've learned over recent decades? And in very many organisations, the very great and very proper emphasis that's put on effective child protection policies.
Well, you know, in every organisation that has been investigated, and going right back to the statutory inquiries into the Catholic Church at the beginning of this century, the same story unfolds, that there are not proper child protection procedures in place, that, as I said, the reputation of the organisation is prioritised, that there are structures in place that facilitate the abuse of children with impunity, and that there are no support systems in place so that people within the organisation, either the children or the adults, feel able or willing to voice concerns they may have. Because, let us be clear, other people would have known what was going on. Absolutely. And that has emerged again and again in every inquiry that has taken place.
What do you think needs to happen in St John Ambulance now to give confidence that the organisation is on top of this and has the procedures in place that can protect children who and give reassurance to the families whose children participate in St John Ambulance activities?
Well, at the very least, a review needs to be made of their governance structures. I understand they don't even have a proper child safeguarding policy in place, which is illegal nowadays. And Geoffrey Shannon also recommends that they appoint an independent child protection officer to monitor child safeguarding policies and procedures and activities within the organisation. I also think, Brian, you know, unless we're going to have this shocking revelation endlessly repeated, we currently know that there is a scoping exercise going on led by Mary O'Toole Senior Counsel, inviting survivors who were abused in schools run by the religious to recommend what should happen next. So there probably will be some form of an inquiry, formal inquiry into abuse in religious schools. Mm. Now, what that really needs to explore is what happens in organisations and systems so that offenders can operate with impunity, and what is the dynamic that it is generated or supported that prevents the bystanders, the adults or the children, from voicing concerns and from coming forward. If we could learn that, then perhaps we would be able to prevent these type of events moving forward.
St John Ambulance, in a statement, has apologised unreservedly, it says, to the victims and survivors of sexual abuse in the organisation. They say they're going to work to ensure that past failings in the duty of care to you are never repeated. And they're also committed, they say, to supporting the victims in any way possible. What do they need to do to make good on that?
Well, there are a number of things that victims will be asking for. Number one, they need access to good therapy services. And it is shocking still in this day and age that therapy services for survivors of sexual abuse are so under-resourced. For example, as one in four, our waiting list is over a year, and all the similar services are in a similar position. So those survivors are going to need access to therapy counselling services. They will also need support if there have been recent allegations, if they decide to make a complaint to the Gardaí, and that's certainly something we can offer at 1 in 4. And there is also the question of financial compensation for the immense suffering that people will have carried with them right through their lifetimes into adulthood.
Maeve Lewis of 1 in 4, thank you very much for that. And if anyone is affected by the issues raised in our discussion there, TUSLA has established a dedicated helpline. The number is 045 839 375, 045 839 375, to support any individual who has a current or historical child protection concern in relation to St John Ambulance. And details of that number can be found on the RTE webpage, rte.ie/helplines. And there'll be a special RTE Investigates report on St John Ambulance and that review on prime time tonight on RTE1 at 9:35.